Nashville's bus service will be substantially cut for the first time in a decade. There are a lot of details. More than 24 routes will be impacted. So we've asked reporter Tony Gonzalez to unpack the reasons behind the cuts and how they're being carried out. Hi, Tony.
Hey, Jason.
So this seems like a setback, really. I mean, last spring we were having discussions about a huge mass transit referendum that included increased bus service. So what changed?
Right. So obviously the transit referendum would have fundamentally changed how Nashville was paying for transit. It would have put certain taxes into transit and added a lot more bus and rail, but that didn't pass. So without that money, it really goes back to being about city funding. And those dollars have been flat for 3 years in a row. WeGo says that doesn't keep up with inflation and their costs. And then there was also a sudden cut in state funding. At the moment, Metro just isn't planning to fill that budget gap.
Well, the city also went through an overhaul of the bus system in the last year, renaming, rebranding, upgrading. People have probably seen the brand new purple buses around town. Do we know if any of those efforts have paid off?
Yeah, so that was the big change when they took on the WeGo name and they adopted purple. This is supposed to make riding the bus more appealing to more people. There is some survey data that shows that more new riders are interested in the rebranded purple buses. And in fact, a lot of those buses are new and they are a lot nicer inside. In terms of numbers, ridership is slightly up this year. So these cuts really aren't because of fewer bus riders. It's really about the budget.
Well, let's dive into those cuts. How severe are they going to be?
Yeah, you know, Nashville has not seen changes like this in years, almost a decade. So it is big. And in fact, bus service hours had been slowly expanding since 2013. So we're, you know, heading toward more bus service. This goes the other way. 9 bus routes are going away. And in total, more than 20 routes will see some changes. For the most part, bus riders will still be able to get on some bus. But WeGo does estimate that about 7,000 daily riders are going to either, you know, need to change their routine or, frankly, you know, to work a little harder to get where they're going. On top of that, the cost to ride is going to go up. It's a small amount, you know, 15 cents more for a single trip. But obviously, no one's going to be happy to have a more difficult ride that costs more to do.
So how did they pick which routes to cut?
Yeah, this is really interesting to me, but it does take a little bit of unpacking. So WeGo was already doing a study, and they had identified which buses had low ridership, where there was declining ridership, or buses that were doing poorly, meaning they were, you know, running behind schedule all the time. They also looked at their maps to see, you know, if they cut some routes, could those riders shift to a nearby different bus option? So in some cases, they're actually redrawing the bus routes to help pick up some of those people so they're not just left without anything. All of that to say, there is some thought going into where they're making these cuts. The other big point here is where WeGo is not cutting. Specifically, they really don't want to harm the main lines, the main bus routes that are popular. So on Gallatin, Murfreesboro, Charlotte Pikes, in the long run, they want those routes to be really frequent, to be a good experience for those who are getting on. So those are mostly protected.
So how does this impact the long-term plans for buses in the city?
Yeah, no doubt about it. This is a tough moment for WeGo, but they are using this time to make some changes that might make the overall system better in the long run. Just as one example, they're creating 2 crosstown routes that don't even go into downtown, and that's something that people have been asking for several years. The bigger question is this. Is Nashville going to, you know, continue funding transit from year to year out of the Metro General Fund, you know, with small tweaks, maybe up 1 year, down another year? Or will there be another attempt to do a referendum, to put a lot more money specifically into transit? Some officials say that's still possible at some point, and that maybe even, you know, this year's difficulties show how important it would be to change the funding structure. But in the short term, you know, these cuts are not building confidence in bus service, and WeGo could likely lose some riders.
Well, thank you, Tony.
Thanks, Jason.
Tony Gonzalez is a reporter for WPLN. Our complete coverage of transportation, including the specific list of proposed bus changes, can be found at WPLN.org.